mentioned yesterday that one is really supposed to try to daven Shemoneh Esrei in the morning before the end of 4 hours into the day. One of the person missed that. The person overslept, something happened. They didn't, weren't able to daven in time. Then the Rishonim tell us that they could technically still daven until Chatzos, until halfway through the day. However, it's unclear what exactly the nature of that tefillah is. So there are some who say that the dievet that's still called shacharis, that lechatchili is supposed to daven before 4 hours of the day, but dievet it's still considered to be davening shacharis until chatzos. And then other rishonim will say, no, that's not really what's going on. That really the zman of shacharis actually ends at 4 hours into the day. However, there is a concept of tefillas tashlumin. We're used to the idea of tefillas tashlumin of a person that's a miss Meyer, but now they want to daven two chakrases, or miss chakras, and they want to daven two minchas. Usually the notion of tefillas tashlumin is at the next tefillah, first one davens the tefillah of that time, and then what makes up the tefillah that one lost. Here it's a little bit of a different concept of a tefillas tashlumin, that it's not yet the time for mincha, on the other hand, it's not any more the time of chakras. So in those 2 hour window, one is davening with tefillas tashlumin. At the end of the day, the Shulchan Aruch tells us you do it. So man of community, what's the difference? Whether the lumdus is that it's considered to be chakras, or whether the lumdus is that it's considered to be the category of a tefillas tashlumin. So folks can say it'll be enough community as follows. The idea of tefillas tashlumin really only makes sense when a person is a shogeg or an onus. If something happened, a person forgot, something which is a little bit out of his control. However, a person was amazed that a person intentionally didn't daven, then there is no idea of a tefillas tashlumin. So let's say if a person missed mincha on purpose, he knew it was time for daven, he didn't care, he knew, he kept on playing a vegan, he missed mincha intentionally, so then there would not be a concept of a tefillas tashlumin. So here this would be a question, what if a person, it's not that he overslept, something happened out of his control, but he deliberately missed davening before 4 hours, would he still be able to daven Shemoneh Esrei at that point? So if you hold that it's a tefillas tashlumin, then the answer would be no. If you hold that it's really still technically called chakras, then the answer would be yes. The bottom line is it shouldn't be too relevant for us to mice. That person shouldn't miss davening at the right time. So one should make sure to daven Kriya Shema before the Zman Kriya Shema and Tefillah before the Zman Tefillah in order to be able to in the midst of the Tefillah properly.